We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And we were talking about Snap the other day, and I was saying that they ran Turbo B out of the group after the Power. A few years later, I saw him performing at a nightclub up in Fort Pierce. But he's, you know, hoping that Snap fails when he's out of it. But then they came out with Rhythm as a Dancer with a whole new rapper. And it was a bigger hit than the Power, I think. Messed over Turbo B.
Man. This song still be jamming now.
Yep. All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. What were you looking at? What were you looking at? So you looked up at the screen, your eyes lit up.
Oh, no, one of these little top tens or something. I don't know.
All right. This hour... Also brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Going to get to Omar Kelly here from the Sun Sentinel in one moment. I know you've been promoting for a while now Offerdahl's Gridiron Grill Off, and my wife and I, we had lunch at Offerdahl's today in Boca. We had done a broadcast there a couple weeks ago, but we went there for lunch today, so I had lunch staring at your ridiculous picture on the wall that John Offerdahl photoshopped
and
up there.
And that picture, me and John and the chef, we won the Gridiron Grill Off about 4 years ago, and the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off is this Saturday, guys. 2 days from now, the Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off Food, Wine, and Music Festival is at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater this Saturday. Also that night, Saturday night, you can't miss the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino Gridiron Concert that starts at 7 p.m. and it is starring music artist Brett Young, young and great upcoming artist, guys, powered by the Greater Fort Lauderdale CVB's Underground Music. Tickets start at just $49. The Grand Grill Off, though, starts at noon, and that is 22 Miami Dolphin legends paired with 22 local high-end restaurants, and they're serving delicious cuisines and thirst-quenching signature cocktails. If you get there, let me explain it to you. It's a big-ass circle. You walk around as a Dolphin alumni with a great restaurant. There's food and a drink in each tent. You get to walk around, meet everybody, eat and drink. It is my favorite event all year. It starts at noon this Saturday. Mark Duper's going to be there. Mercury Morris, Jim Kick, Dwight Stevenson, O.J. McDuffie, myself, Sean Wooden, and many more. The Beach House Pompano is one of the restaurants. Naked Taco, Grill 401, Oceans 2, 3, 4, S3 is the restaurant that I'm paired with. They make delicious food. The 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off Music, Food, and Wine Festival this Saturday, November 9th. You got to go to gridirongrilloff.com. And all event proceeds benefit the Offerdahl Handoff Foundation. That is gridirongrilloff.com to get your tickets and any more information that you would need.
Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. And he's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And Omar is there. Hello, O.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
All right.
Weird.
Why? What happened?
No, I heard a bing, and then I assumed I was on.
All right. Yeah, because the way you said hello, that's why I was saying, how's it going? What?
Love you.
We
don't start. Oh,
yeah.
Don't start it this early.
There we go. Do we have any news yet before we talk Dolphins? Any news on if Jacoby Brissett's going to play Sunday?
It looks like he will. That seems a little dangerous to me, and especially for a playoff contending team. He's practiced on a limited basis for the past 2 weeks. Last time I remember a quarterback practice on a limited basis after suffering a knee injury was Ryan Tannehill, back in one of those mediocre 7-9 years. It's possible, but here's the thing. If you have a – and let me preface this question to Channing. If you've got an immobile quarterback with an injured knee, what are you trying to do defensively?
Send the house, make him move because he can't move.
Exactly. This just don't make no sense to me. But hey, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do to produce the win.
How does the win Sunday over the Jets affect the Dolphins' plans? I mean, I think we all felt good for Brian Flores, but how does it affect what the plan is?
I mean, now you're on the outside looking in for the number one pick. It was always going to be tough competition because nobody can tell me the Cincinnati Bengals aren't tanking the season. When they hired Zach Taylor, who I covered here with the Dolphins, I felt they started tanking the season. And he is not a head coach. He's Joe Philbin Jr. And it just makes me question, you know, right now the Dolphins sit at the number four pick, and that's just disaster zone because you need a top three pick at least to end up with Burrow or Chase Young. You know, it would mean this season's a total waste. And if they start to mount and put together a couple more wins, man, everything you've just done has been wasted.
And you are the captain of the Tua Tagovailoa fan club. Everybody knows it. Everybody heard you talk about him. Who would be your second quarterback? Let's say they don't get him. Let's say they get in third or fourth. Is there a second guy you like, or would you off the board?
I do like Burrow. I'm intrigued by Burrow. I'm excited to watch him play on Saturday against Alabama, which I think is about as close as you can get to an NFL caliber defense. I want to see if he has it. I need to see it. It is put your team on your shoulders and rally them from behind. It is have the poise and leadership to snatch a victory from a loss. I actually hope LSU wins. I want LSU to win because at this point, considering where the Dolphins are, I need Joe Burrow to be the number one quarterback in this draft. I need Joe Burrow to be the number one pick so that everybody can want him and the Dolphins end up with the quarterback that I really want.
And talking about quarterbacks, if they can't get – or even if they do get a young guy – would you be interested in any of these older guys? Like Cam's going to leave Carolina. Teddy might leave New Orleans. Dak is a free agent. Yeah. Are you interested in any of those guys?
I would be. I'm always going to be intrigued in Teddy Bridgewater. I have a fascination and curiosity with Teddy because he comes from my rival school. He comes from this community. I know what he's been through. I know what he's overcome. I see what he can do on the field. You can't lead. It's not an accident you lead a team to a 5-0 record. Like, let's put some respect on his name. And there are a lot of people who are out here saying, oh, Teddy's going to get a big, colossal deal. And I know that's not true. Come on. I know how the system works. But somebody deserves to give him a respectable deal and say, hey, here, Teddy, this is your team. You finally have a team. This is yours. Nobody's going to come here and take it from you. Show us what you could do. And I would be open to that. Cam, I do not have any interest whatsoever in Cam Newton. I watched him earlier this season before the foot injury and saw him push every single throw and knew it was only a matter of time before that arm was finally done.
So you think he's done?
He'll play a couple more years, but he's going to have the Chad Pennington syndrome. I don't like athletic quarterbacks from this standpoint. When you take away their athleticism, what are they left with? Now, the only one that I've ever seen evolve is Randall Cunningham. And I just don't believe in athletic quarterbacks. I don't want athletic quarterbacks. I don't want the scrambling guy. So now that Cam Newton stopped scrambling, is he any good?
I don't know. I mean, it certainly takes away an important aspect of his game.
Yeah, so I'm not a Cam Newton fan. Just from the standpoint, the arm, the age, the injury concerns. Some team is hopefully going to take a reclamation project on him. I don't want it to be the Dolphins. We've done that enough. That'd be like doing Dante Culpepper all over again.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah. Same thing. His ankle is Dante's knee, or his foot is Dante's knee. We talked about that. Have you seen enough from Preston Williams? We know he's on IR now, ACL. But are you locked into him being a number one or two receiver next year on the Dolphins, or are we still working the market, still trying to rebuild the receiving core?
I'm actually not as high on Williams as a lot of people are, because I know that maturity is the reason he went undrafted. Maturity is the number one concern. If you listen to Brian Flores' press conference after he announced that he was out with the season and the injury, all you heard was 2-3 more minutes of hopefully he's mature enough to take this rehab process and handle it like a professional and all this kind of stuff. With maturity concerns, those things rarely ever go away. Look, Channing Crowder played his whole career in the NFL and still had Channing Crowder in him. And here's the thing about Preston Williams, and props to him because he's a super talented kid, but he was just out there winging it the first couple of games of the season. And you saw last week, he finally knows what he's doing. He finally knows the hot routes. He finally knows how to read a defense. So could he have played better the second half of the season? Absolutely. But we'll never know now. And then look at the injury. Who's to say he's going to come back from an ACL injury and be the player that he was before he left? We're still waiting for Albert Wilson to be the same player. We're still waiting for Jakeem Grant to be the same player. Injuries kind of take away what made you special sometimes.
Now, how well do you know Devontae Parker?
I'm aware of Devontae Parker. I don't think anybody knows him well, because Devontae struggles to give you more than five words to any conversation.
This is perfect, because he did a Q&A on the Dolphins social media feed, and I've been fascinated by this since 2 o'clock. I had Solana transcribe it for me so that I could stare at the words. Devontae Parker, if I said to you, I thought, okay.
I was puzzled that he said Friends was his number
okay.
one show.
SpongeBob. See, Crowder and I were both doing the profiling thing. We were both like, oh, it's got to be Martin. It's got to be A Different World. It's got to be Chappelle's Show. I'm raising my hand. I'm guilty of it. If you said to me, what's Ryan Fitzpatrick's favorite TV show? I'm going to tell you Little House on the Prairie. Like, I'm profiling, but that's pretty shocking, right? Devontae Parker asked, if you had to binge watch one TV show forever, his answer was Friends.
I feel like doing an interview with him to have him justify his decision, because I don't believe him.
Oh, you don't believe him?
Huh. I don't know. No, Friends is okay, but let's be real about it. It's like a super Caucasian show.
Well, that's why it's so shocking, right? I love it. I think Friends is a great show, but I understand why you might not like it.
And you know what's interesting? Friends is a ripoff of Living Single, which was a super black show. So it's quite interesting that Friends has had the success that, you know, it has had, while not a lot of people know Living Single.
Well, if I can speak for the Caucasian delegation, Living Single wasn't a quarter good as Friends. Let's be honest here. I know we'll all cape up here for our races, but sorry, Friends got you on this one.
I never got the appeal to Friends. It was like, okay.
Well, I never got the appeal to Living Single.
That's just about the different worlds we live in, I guess.
Bingo.
That's what makes it funny to me. I know everybody cringes listening to it. It's all done with love, everybody. All done with love. What else here did he say? How about...
Hey, but Living Single had Will Ferrell in it, Dean Cain.
What?
I'm looking up the Living Single cast. Will Ferrell made it. Dean Cain. There was no black people on Friends.
Are you looking at like a 1 week guest appearance?
Bro, I went through 90 people on the Friends cast, and there's not one person of color.
Oh, stop it! Ross had a black girlfriend for a while,
and they made him dump her.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
Ross.
And then did you see what Devontae Parker's favorite ice cream flavor is?
Vanilla. Well, my favorite ice cream flavor, too. Oh. I'm like, we got that in common.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with vanilla.
Well, you got that right.
All right. Touche.
So Something is wrong with you.
All right. I just want to have some fun. Thanks, Omar.
I got it.
Omar Kelly. Read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Can you do a real quick headline and weather here, Solana, before we do 15 minutes of heat?
Yeah, headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight, the Miami Heat are in Phoenix, 9 p.m. kickoff. Also tonight, the Florida Panthers are back on the ice, 7 p.m. puck drop. That's on our sister station. Oh, no, it's on 560 The Joe, if you're listening on 560 The Joe.
Right. Sometimes our sister station is actually a station that we're on.
Right. Yeah. The Heat game is on 790 The Ticket, if you're listening on The Ticket. Thursday Night Football, Chargers at Oakland, 820 p.m.
I just put in a bet on the Raiders, by the way, plus two.
Raiders plus two at home.
Full unit.
Hey, I like it.
And finally, guys, I can't find my paper, so there is no finally. Here
good,
it is.
Get to weather.
Finally, Netflix is reportedly losing around $1.6 billion annually due to password sharing.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, they're going to put an end to that. I read that.
How?
They can tell where, you know, someone signed in and whatnot.
But you can't move and use Netflix somewhere else?
No, but if
you know what I'm saying? Like, I have one to come to your house. I can't use mine at your house?
You could, but if someone's using Netflix in Davie, Florida, and they're using also the same account in wherever, and they track it, I guess, over a period of months, I don't know. I mean, you could have two residences. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't be lame,
whatever.
Netflix.
Just give me weather. Just give me weather.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Zach Krantz is here. Zach, is it raining outside?
I don't know.
That's your weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
It's a more accurate weather report than you've ever given. All right. 15 minutes of heat is coming your way next. Will Manso from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun will talk some Miami Heat. They're in Phoenix tonight. Before we get to them, I have fallen in love. I've told you this a number of times on the air. I have fallen in love with Cameron Hughes wine, and I know you will too. This is truly a game changer when it comes to enjoying a delicious bottle of wine. A bottle of wine you may never have a chance to drink, by the way, if it wasn't for Cameron Hughes. Because you stand in line, you know, at the wine aisle. I've done that where you stare at hundreds of different bottles and you don't know what you're looking at. You know, most of the wines sitting on that shelf are actually mass-produced by just five huge corporations. There's a better way to choose your wine. Enter Cameron Hughes. Cameron Hughes, he goes to high-end, top-rated wineries around the globe. He makes deals for the best wines that he finds straight from the source. You could think of Cameron Hughes as your personal wine buyer and sommelier, drinking all the boring wine so that you don't have to, and then only delivering you the cream of the crop. The wines are available online only. You can get them at chwine.com. These are luxury wines at affordable prices. You drink like a millionaire. Lot 686, it's an Alexander Valley Cabernet, 94-point platinum medal winning, smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. Also has a 5-star review average. So here's the great news, because I talk about them all the time. Cameron is offering a special deal, 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code HOCKMAN at checkout. So you save money, you'll drink the best wine, wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 plus a bottle, you get them for a fraction of the cost. Go to chwine.com, get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping if you buy 3 or more bottles. Just have to enter my code HOCKMAN, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, when you're checking out. Again, go to chwine.com, use the code HOCKMAN for 20% off, 3 bottles or more, plus free shipping. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door, chwine.com. We're doing 15 minutes of heat with Will Manso next on Hockman and Crowder. Having fun today.
It's a jam here.
Herbie Hancock. Love this. Gonna do 15 minutes of heat here. 15 minutes of heat. Heat are 5-2 after the loss to Denver. They're in Phoenix tonight. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected with your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And 15 minutes of heat brought to you by BrandsMart. BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10. He hosts the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame shows on Fox Sports Sun, which, by the way, is going to have to change its name. We talked about the story yesterday, Sinclair Broadcasting buying all the regional Fox Sports networks, and they're going to change all the names. And so my suggestion for Fox Sports Sun is the Jacks.
I'm with you.
I mean, we named a radio station the Joe, so why not name a television brand the Jacks?
But Manso might be upset about it.
Well, I think Jacks is more synonymous with Fox Sports Sun than Manso.
You gonna say that with Manso on the
and
line?
And then, of course, Fox Sports Florida would be called the Minervini.
The Mini, though.
Somebody tweeted at me the Craig, and then their whole tagline could be, come on, Craig.
You know what? That's genius.
You know? And then Will, of course, a proud graduate of UM, just like me. So obviously still on a high from the hurricane shellacking of FSU last Saturday. I asked this, I forget who I asked this of yesterday, but I asked, you know, has the Heat exceeded your expectations through seven games? And granted, the last game was a clunker, but you're going to have clunkers through an 82-game season. But 5-2 and looking really good. Have they exceeded what you expected?
I think it's safe to say yes. I mean, my personal opinion is yes, and I expected a good team. I expected a team that over time the young players would get comfortable. I didn't expect a team that, in particular, like you said, the first six games before the clunker the other night, that moved the ball so well offensively. I think defense, you always figure, would be there in the effort and the energy, but, I mean, they seem to have a real legitimate ability on offense to move the ball and have different weapons. And I honestly didn't expect that from the go, at least not initially, especially, I mean, Kendrick Nunn. I mean, I think the last time we talked, I said it wouldn't shock me if they start Kendrick Nunn. They really like him that much. And I think we're seeing why. I mean, the guy's a dynamic offensive player, even though, I mean, we got to keep prefacing, they looked terrible the last game. It was a bad game, so I'm curious to see how they bounce back tonight.
And what I was going to ask you, like, y'all call it a clunker. You said it was a bad game, but there's an old saying, you learn more from losses than you do from wins. Like, did you take anything from the Nuggets game that the team can learn from moving forward?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is that they have to maintain and sustain the energy that they had those first six games, every game on offense and defense. The Heat, while we sit here and say, hey, this team is better than we thought, this team, you know, one of the better teams in the East and really in the NBA to start the season, they don't have the star power to just show up. And so number one is the effort has to be there. You have to have that way of Eric Spoelstra defensively, that energy. And they didn't have it the other night. But on offense, it was disappointing because they didn't space. You know, at times the paint was packed. They couldn't find ways to get anything near the basket. They had some open looks and missed, and that's just, you know, those are just one of those games. But more than anything, there was no spacing. The ball wasn't moving. Those first six games, the ball was moving, passing corner to corner, inside, outside. It just died the other night. And that stuff you look at on, you watch the tape of that game, and you say, my goodness, if we're stationary like this, there were too many times they just dribbled around and gave the ball to Jimmy with 5 seconds of the shot clock and said, hey, Jimmy, go make a basket. And that's not offense. You know, we saw that the last few years with Dwayne Wade when they got stuck, you know, near the end of Dwayne's career. And they can't play that kind of game.
Will Manso is with us. Could they be a surprise team in the East? I mean, you know, and again, I'm kind of putting the Denver game aside here, but the nation, the NBA nation at large, had been talking about them after six games. Like, whoa, where did this team come from? Yeah. Can this sustain? Can they be a surprise team in the East?
Well, yes, I do think so. And look, before the season, again, I try to preface it before the season because I don't want to make too much of six games. But, and I think we even talked about it, the upside with this team was what? Similar to the team of a few years ago that got to within a game of the Eastern Conference Finals. I thought that with Jimmy on board, and, you know, the nucleus of Bam and Justice and some of the young players attached with the vets like Goran Dragic and all these things, and now the addition of these young kids that are playing so well, I thought they could be a team that got in the second round of the playoffs and maybe, you know, had a strong second series to flirt with getting the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think you look at the upside of this team, I don't think it's crazy to say watching the last seven games to think that that is the upside. I think nationally people are taking notice because I think they thought that he would be just another bland kind of 40-42 win team. But Jimmy brings a certain energy, and these young guys, if they keep developing, I think exceed that to that next step. So, yeah, I think they could be a surprise. Now, are they an NBA Finals contender? I've had a couple of people ask me that the last couple of days, you know, especially after that quick start. I wouldn't go that far to think this is a team that can make the NBA Finals. But the way they're playing now, I think they've proven a lot of people wrong, and there's a lot of season left.
And, Will, I think I've talked to you about this before, but I watch Jimmy. I don't see a guy that could take the game over. We talked to Brian Geltzeiler. That's his name?
Yeah, easy for you to say.
I can't. Not easy for me
it was
to say.
That was his name the first try. I don't know what happened by the third one.
Geltzmeiler. He's a happy guy. But, no, I talked to him, and I asked him the same question about Jimmy's offense. He's averaging 15 points per game this year, Will. And then Geltzeiler, he brought up the Toronto-Philly series last year where Embiid was sick and Simmons, you know, was having a bad run. And I looked up that series. Jimmy was 38 minutes a game, only 22 points per game. Like, I'm watching Trae Young score 35 a game, 36 a game. Like, can Jimmy ever get there? Because last season he was 18 points a game. Is Jimmy the guy that I'm used to seeing in an all-star on the offensive side of the court?
He's not in the sense of the way you would draw it out, no, in that sense. But he's a different kind of all-star and star. You know, he's not a high – like you mentioned Trae Young. Tonight we're going to see Devin Booker. You know, these are dynamic – high-volume guys. These are guys that are going to take 20, 25 shots a game at times. Jimmy's just not that. I mean, if you look at the box scores for the first seven games, and granted, Jimmy didn't play the first few, but Jimmy's not a 20-shot guy. He's a guy that's going to take more in the range of 12 to 15 shots. It's very hard to be, especially Jimmy not being a three-point shooter, really, that's not his game. To take 12, 15 shots a game, it's hard to be a 25, 30-point guy. Jimmy's going to be more of an 18, 20 most nights, 17 type guy, but it's the other things. You know, the defense has been even better than advertised. You know, you watch him on the floor. I mean, against some of the top players in the game, but the first couple times I've seen him, he's incredible. And his ball handling, as far as ability to find open guys, his ability to defend and rebound and facilitate, I think it's the all around game that makes him a unique superstar, Channing. But to your point, no, Jimmy is a guy that maybe one game can be a high volume guy and take 25 shots when he knows things are bad in a big spot and score 35. But you're not going to get that consistently. And I don't think the Heat expected that when they traded for him. I don't think that's his kind of game.
I started laughing, and Crowder looked at me. I looked down at the text. Someone had texted in, Will's phone has Peronis.
it's a little bad off. Will, you know what Peronis are?
Is that the beer?
You're right. That's what I said yesterday. No, it's a sexual problem. It's a curvature.
Will's phone had a Peroni. I'm like, a Peroni, like a beer?
No, it said Will's phone has Peronis, but we learned yesterday it's a painful curvature somewhere.
Yes,
you'll have to figure out where. Hey.
Oh, no. I've caught on. Despite the bad reception, I've caught on.
Will Manso from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. Your Giants, by the way, just as an aside, they play Adam Gase and the Jets on Sunday. You excited?
I'm thrilled. I've actually enjoyed myself reading the New York tabloids and the headlines this week of all the talk of that game. Because here, you know, the Dolphins are bad, and we're respectful to a point. You know, we tell you they're bad, they're tanking, but we keep it kind of PG. In New York, they're ripping both sides. So I've actually enjoyed the way they're just killing the Giants and Jets. But I'm at that depressed point where I just hope they keep losing so they can get Chase Young. I mean, that's... It's
yeah, but you know what? I mean, you experienced it with the Dolphins this past weekend. There's a certain perverse pleasure that comes with beating down Adam Gase. So you've got that to look forward to.
That's true. I can't lose, really. If they lose, I can think of the draft. If they win, I can just see Gase screaming on the sideline. So it's not the worst.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation for you. Will Manso, exactly. Again, Heat tonight. They're in Phoenix. And then they've got the Lakers, right? The Lakers Friday night?
Back-to-back tomorrow night in L.A. That's at 10:30. Tonight's at 9 o'clock. So we're on a Fox Sports Sun, soon to be known as the Jacks.
Hey, Will, does LeBron still want to stick it to Pat and him for how Pat did him and all? Does he still have that in his heart?
You know, I think LeBron's beyond that. I think he just wants to stick it to anybody because his comments here that they made me laugh. This is where I know we've talked about this as well. We live in a world where I think sometimes we think social media and Twitter is the world, and it really isn't. And LeBron is on this whole war path of like, oh, you know, they're telling me I'm washed.
Right, washed.
No one
king.
With a sound body and mind has said that LeBron James is washed. That's just people on Twitter that just like to criticize everything. Anybody that's seen LeBron play knows he's still an elite, dominant player. So I think he's kind of put this thing where I'm going to prove everyone wrong. Look, the only people you're proving wrong is the people on Twitter that like to criticize because, honestly, no one thinks LeBron's done. He's still one of the best in the world.
Man, he does look incredible. We were talking yesterday whether he can maintain that or not, but, man, does he look good at the beginning of the season.
Amazing. He's a freak of nature. Yeah. I've never seen anything like him, and he's still, you know, he's still at that elite point. And with Anthony Davis by his side, I mean, that's a very good team. I mean, I know people love to hate on LeBron sometimes, but that's a great addition to have that 1-2 punch. And that's a team that's going to be dangerous. So it's going to be fun to watch tomorrow night.
All right. Well, Heat Suns tonight, and then Heat Lakers the following night, and Will Manso. You can watch him on Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun as well. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
Also, I mentioned yesterday too, the Heat have a special promotion for a meet and greet for the Tuesday night game against the Detroit Pistons at the American Airlines Arena. So you can go to heat.com and get tickets for that. That's a pretty cool experience. Go watch the Heat game, and then after the game, get a little meet and greet with the players. There you go, 15 minutes of Heat. Man, you had such a good day with the music, Solana, and you had to throw in the Wham rap at the end.
Killing it at the end, baby. Banger, right at the end.
Had to ruin everything you did musically today with Wham rap.
Banger.
It is not a banger. Play not a banger.
Not a banger.
Not a banger. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Knocked me off a 12-pack last night.
Been a real fun show today, man. We're not done yet.
For 41 years now, J&K Roofing has been fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs. Your house now. It's your house. You have all your family, all your valuables. Why would you let your roof go to trash? Call J&K Roofing. For 41 years, they've been South Florida's premier roofing company. They specialize in residential and commercial, and there's no job too big, no job too small. They know that quality and service are the two things that a customer wants, and that's what they do. High-quality roofing material, shingles, gravel, tile, whatever you want, it is high quality. And the skilled workers, they've been there for years, reliable, hardworking, professional, and respectful. And 41 years, J&K, they got the pricing on lock now. They're not going to throw $100 on here or there, double your price at the end. They're going to give you a price. They're going to stick with it. They specialize in everything, but they one thing down in South Florida is roof restoration. There's so much temperature change. There's so many hurricanes. The roof restoration will get your roof right in working order, and they'll also get rid of the mold and moss that will cause problems in the future. And the waterproofing. Like I said, those hurricanes, you have a new roof, but something hits your roof. Something messes your roof up. The temperature change messes it up. They will waterproof it. They are professional at waterproofing, and they know exactly how to get a newer roof looking back great if you don't want to replace it. Shingles, gravel, tile, they got you all. But the best thing I love about J&K is for the commercial customers. They are a business, and they always say, give them a call. They don't want to disrupt your business. They understand they're a business. They don't want you to lose money while they're installing, repairing, or replacing your roof. They will work around your schedule to get your roof in and beautiful without disrupting your business. The best roofing company in the world is J&K Roofing. Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
So I'm looking at the injury report here because I've been fascinated by whether Jacoby Brissett that's going to play or not. I don't know why I've been so fascinated, but I'll tell you why. I was wrong about him. So I've been fascinated to watch him play this season because I thought the Colts, when Andrew Luck retired, I thought the Colts were going to be left high and dry. I was not a believer that Jacoby Brissett was going to step in and lead the team. And he was really good.
Yes.
So it totally, to me, changes the game on Sunday, although Solana says that there's nothing wrong with the Colts' backup quarterback, Brian Hoare.
He did say that.
Now, there's a couple things there. I didn't say the Colts's. He did. And I didn't call him Brian Hoare. He did.
Grammatically correct.
This injury update is brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. So looking at the Colts injury report, Jacoby Brissett had limited practice yesterday, limited practice today. So, and we talk with Omar at 5 o'clock. Dolphins, let's see, limited practice for Evan Bain, limited practice for Devon Godshaw. Limited practice, Rashad Jones and Daniel Kilgore. Limited practice, Avery Moss and Christian Wilkins. But no game status updates yet. So that is your injury report. Again, brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Jacoby's balling.
No, I'm saying he's had a legit great season.
No, he did well, but 65%, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Like, those are special numbers.
I'm telling you, they're so good. I was so wrong about him. Like, I had discounted him. And then I saw this morning on Good Morning Football, like, Phillip Rivers is putting up numbers that are ridiculous, but so is Derek Carr, who you're going to see tonight for Oakland. Someone texted in, no gambling experts today. Rob Pizzola is usually on Thursdays. He's traveling this week, so he's off this week. He was with us last week. He's off this week, and then he's back next week. Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper, will be on with us tomorrow, so we will get actual picks. But I rarely give out picks that I feel confident about. Usually we get towards the end of a show, and I'm like yesterday, I was like, the Atlanta Hawks and the Bulls. Think maybe I'm a huge Trae Young fan. I don't know how many times I can say that. But Atlanta's terrible. But I was going to bet Atlanta last night. I did not. But rarely do I have like a confident pick from early in the show. I am very confident about the Oakland Raiders tonight. I like the Raiders plus 2. Mark that down. Write it down, Solana. Write it down. Raiders plus 2. Jump on it now. Full unit.
What happens if they get drunk?
I've been wrong before.
I'm just saying, we make fun of the professionals. What do we do if you're wrong?
I believe we have a negative account balance right now as we speak. So, obviously, I'm wrong more often than I'm right.
I like the Chargers minus 2, by the
you
way.
Do you really? You're saying that to be argumentative, or you really like the Chargers?
No. I really do like the Chargers coming off a big win against the NFC's best team up until last week, the Packers. I like the Chargers in Oakland winning their second straight game.
I mean,
you like
a lot
the
of people.
Better than 49ers and the Saints?
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
I
they're
did.
Good now. They're a good team.
A lot of people like the Chargers. Like, there's a reason that they're a favorite on the road. I mean, they're playing some good football.
Yes.
And you know, you bet against Phillip Rivers at your own risk because he can throw 4 picks and you're celebrating, but he can also start dropping dimes and you're like, I saw some list today, like best quarterbacks to never have won a Super Bowl. Or has he never gone to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, the list is on our show sheet. The best quarterback to have never gone to a Super Bowl. By the way, I don't like the Raiders because they haven't beaten anybody good. Like, every good team they've played, they've lost to.
Yeah, but Derek Carr, have you looked at Derek Carr's numbers?
Yeah, he's having a good season. And what was the running back?
Josh Jacobs, the rookie.
Josh Jacobs is really good. But every good team they've played the Vikings, they lost. They've played the Chiefs, they lost. They played the Texans, they lost. They've only beaten the Lions, the Bears. Like, they have okay wins, right? Like, the teams they have to beat. But everybody that they play that's good, they've lost.
It's Bill Barnwell from ESPN ranked the best quarterbacks to never have even reached a Super Bowl.
Marino's won.
No, he was in a Super Bowl. This is
never
made a Super Bowl. Jeff Blake is number 10.
Really?
I guess that shows you that traditionally great quarterbacks will at least get to a Super Bowl. Because if Jeff Blake, that's crazy to me.
How did he make the list?
Do you even remember Jeff Blake?
I have no idea who that is.
He played for the Bengals, right?
Played for about 10 teams, didn't he?
Who are the quarterbacks of like these the last 2 decades who we'll consider as great quarterbacks?
Well, I think we're finding out like this season that Lamar Jackson will be a great quarterback, I think.
But like Big Ben, obviously Tom Brady, right? But Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, like all those guys have made Super Bowls.
Yeah. Well, Philip Rivers has not.
Matt Ryan, right? Philip Rivers.
He's number 1 on the list. So here's the list: the top 10 quarterbacks to never reach a Super Bowl from Bill Barnwell. Jeff Blake, number 10. Randall Cunningham, number 9. Jay Cutler, number 8. See, I don't consider him a great quarterback.
Jay Cutler is over
Randall Cunningham.
Come on, man.
Jeff Garcia, number 7.
Yeah.
Jim Everett, number 6. Jim Hart, number 5. I don't know who that is. Tony Romo, number 4.
Tony was good.
Dan Fouts, number 3. I never realized that Dan Fouts never made a Super Bowl.
He was a Charger as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Warren Moon, number 2.
That's legit.
And Phillip Rivers, number one.
They have Randall, nine?
Nine.
Well, Randall Cunningham was something special.
How did Jeff Blake make that list?
Jeff Blake really did play for about 14 teams.
Jeff Blake, I mean, come on. Anybody, a great quarterback? Anyway. All right, one of the ways I'll be enjoying tonight's game that you won't is I'll be making some mixed drinks and cocktails with my drink maker. Mm. This is a product that I get more questions about than probably anything else I talk about on the radio. The drink maker. The drink maker. You make drinks with a cocktail machine called the Drink Maker. It makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button. It's like those fancy machines that make espresso with the push of a button, only now you do the same thing with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. And I was talking yesterday about you put the pod in, right? And you can only, they don't sell this in every state because the pods contain alcohol and you get the pods through mail. And so someone texted me and they're like, the alcohol's in the pods? I figured just like the mixing agent was in the pods. No. And I tell you, you just pop the pod in if you want an old-fashioned. You pop in the old-fashioned pod, and the next thing you know, in 60 seconds, you've got an old-fashioned. It's that simple. It is so cool. The drink maker, it looks great, too. Sits right on the countertop. It looks great. It makes drinks from like classic cocktails like a gin and tonic to a margarita and everything in between in less than a minute. With the press of a button, you have an ice cold, ready to drink cocktail or mixed drink, and you don't have to own any bottles of alcohol. It's all in the pod. So this brand new machine, it's already a great deal. They've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. I know you're going to love this. DrinkWorks has taken $100 off the original price right off the top. For my listeners, you could take another $50 off. So you have a total savings of $150, and they'll throw in free shipping. Here's the only way to get the amazing Drink Maker with the exclusive savings plus free shipping. Go to DrinkWorks.com. I don't know what I'm going to make tonight during the game. I'm thinking maybe a White Russian. That's a drink that I discovered using the Drink Maker. So you go to drinkworks.com, use my code MARK50 at checkout. That's how you save the $50 and get free shipping, okay? You don't want to wait. This amazing offer is not going to last. It's only for my listeners. You go to drinkworks.com. When you're checking out, punch in my code MARK50, MARC50, and you'll get the discount and the free shipping. That's drinkworks.com, code word MARK50, and remember, please enjoy responsibly. That's going to do it for us. Really fun show, and I'm excited for tonight. You got Heat basketball, you got Panthers hockey, you got Thursday night football. I got the drink maker fired up at home. Lori, turn the drink maker on!
Making a fire?
Turn the drink maker on, Lori! I'm going to be home in an hour. All right. Fun show, huh?
Had a good one.
Darren Revelle was excellent. Will Manso was excellent. Ira Winderman was excellent. Who else was on with us today? Omar Kelly was great.
Will Manso.
Will Manso, I already said. Don Bailey Jr. was great. I think that covers it all. The first segment of today's show was maybe my favorite radio segment in history. And you can use the radio.com rewind app and go listen to it right now. It was 2:00 today. All right, that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great night. Go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
Friends wasn't made for us.
Doctors found an 8-inch screwdriver in the rectum of a Miami man complaining of abdominal pain.
Rectum? He barely knew him.
We talked to Brian Geltzeiler.
That makes no sense.
Well, I was making fun of...
I hate you.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.